The state is guided by the act of the indigenization. So if anything to go by, it is guided by that act. So there were no evaluation of the act or supplemental of the act. So we still abided by that act and we are guided by it.
What will it take for Zimbabwe to transform the indigenization law to suit foreign investors?
The foreign investors should acknowledge the Zimbabwean statute. If they cannot meet the statute, then it is up to them whether they like to come or they don't like to come. But the country will go ahead, and we are still operating along those lines. So whoever wants to come and operate in Zimbabwe, that is, he has made the decision. And that decision will suit the 51% and 49% accordingly.
So now, do you see this law actually benefiting Zimbabweans?
It benefits Zimbabweans because 51% will be under Zimbabweans. Then 49% will be for the foreigners. So whoever ventures into business with the Zimbabweans, then Zimbabweans will gain and will benefit.